I can't hear you.
Blades and books.
Hey everybody, and welcome to VGX3, the show about gamers, not gaming. And by that, I mean we don't really handle the big stories that Iggen or GameSpot or Kotaku does, because they do it better, and we can't do that. So we talk about community issues. We're back, baby. Mm-hmm. I'm your host, Rise Like Phoenix. With me, Giant Shock.
Much love, Dan.
Max Barracuda.
Good to be back.
And we're going to be trying out a couple new things on the show, but one thing that we are going to stick to is what we're playing this week, what we're doing. What's got us hot? What's got our console humming? John Shock, what are you looking at?
Well, this week, the new WWE game, the 2K17, the new download characters just dropped with Austin Aries, The Club, Mojo Riley, who I personally dislike.
I don't even recognize any of those guys.
Because it's like...
That's a deep cut, man.
Well, no, because it's the up-and-coming guys. That's why. And then... Yeah, the Ty Dillinger. The
so it's a shallow cut, man. I don't know them.
Well, no, I mean, you'd have to go back a while for you to know a wrestler, though. You haven't watched that shit in forever.
Mm-hmm.
But the games are always consistently
fun. I like being Steve Austin.
I mean, who doesn't?
All right. I'm sure he loves it.
Yeah. That guy was... He was awesome, but he was always, like, maybe 2 weeks away from being out of shape.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, yeah. And I never knew if that leg brace was for real or not.
Like, oh, yeah. I'm sure.
That was just the thing.
He's like a 260-pound man that's taking bumps like that, bro.
Kind of looks like the commish. Now.
So, you know what's funny? He has beautiful, long, blonde hair, but he just like, this is my look. This is what paid the bills.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
As a guy
Stunning
who's...
Steve.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, man.
He didn't go bald or anything. He just is like, I need a better look. I look too pretty.
So, how's the game?
I mean, the game is great, man. There's, you know, backstage brawls and all that stuff they brought back in. One of the funnest...
Oh, yeah, we were talking about how they were going to do the backstage brawls. Do they have is it a large sandbox where you just run from room to room, or do they actually load up each room again?
My, you know, they load up all the rooms, but my one problem is you can't play more than two people in them, but if you do have two people, you have a lot of fun back there, because unlike the ones where we were accustomed to when we were younger, where you had to, like, one guy would walk through and then you'd change stages.
And then everyone's standing up again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like you'd walk into another room and the split screen's off. And then, like, your guy could go get a weapon from another room and run back.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there's people giving backstage interviews, but you can't interact with them. When you walk by them, they run away. They're like, ah!
Oh, okay. I mean, it's a little flavor, I guess.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, I always love those games. It's a great multiplayer game.
All right. Max, what are you playing this week?
Managed to cross a few things off the list.
Okay.
During our little break, I guess. Most of note, finally finished up the last chapter of Batman Telltale.
Nice.
That ended strong.
Did it? I know it was kind of weak at the beginning, right? You weren't feeling the penguin.
No, I wasn't feeling
You weren't feeling Cockney penguin.
No, but it actually ends with a kind of cool twist, and a really good fight at the end, and pretty good. Okay. I'll play it second season.
How's the action in that game? Because it's a Telltale game, which it's more about like the suspense than the action in most of the ones I played.
Yeah, the action scenes are almost an afterthought because it's all, you know, pretty much quick
time. That's all Telltale games.
Yeah, quick time events. You hit the button when it tells you to.
Right.
But when you're navigating, you get locked up in Arkham at one point as Bruce Wayne, and that's where you meet the Joker for the first time. And like navigating that conversation with a guy who's clearly trying to play you is really cool.
Yeah, that's but you cool. know it, right? Like, oh, he thinks you're playing him.
He's got green hair. He's the fucking
Joker.
Oh,
he's Joker. He's not like Jerome from the show.
No, they call him Joe because he's a, what do you call a, John Doe.
Okay, but I mean, are they just calling that because they refuse to call him the Joker, but he knows he's the Joker, or it's before he's ever
It's insinuated went that crazy. He's not the Joker yet, but he's clearly nuts.
Okay.
And that part's well done, and... I recommend it as a whole. I kind of wish I just waited and played the whole thing as a straight shot through instead of going episode by episode, because I feel like it would have been a stronger game.
Yeah, believe it or not, I never picked it up, although Lord knows I love me some Batman.
Yeah, that's shocking. You still like those games, though.
The Telltales? They're just not my thing. You know why? Because I have to set a set amount of time to it.
2 hours.
2 hours per episode, at least. Yeah. Well, to your more your liking, I managed to knock out Gears 4.
Did you? That is more to my liking. So you like the story?
Story's good.
How long has the game been out now? A couple months?
October 10th.
Yeah.
October 10th. Can we talk about the story yet?
Yeah, we could talk it. statute of limitations.
The BDs, man. Cool, right?
When they reveal what...
We'll stick to a minute, folks. So fast forward a minute if you don't want to hit it. Hit the 30 second twice on your iPods. If you're not listening to iTunes, and you're a weirdo.
They're 15 seconds on the iPod.
Hit it four times, gents.
When they reveal what the DBs, who made the DBs, and why they're called that,
those douchebags.
I call them BDs because I go to a beer distributor. The DBs,
stands for Damon Baird.
Damon Baird.
He's the guy who built the robots.
He built the robots.
He is a douche.
Yeah, he is kind of a douche, but he's like, Uncle Baird, you know, and you're like, oh, okay. All right, you were raised by all of them, I guess.
He shows up, Uncle Cole, Uncle Baird,
and they show up in these big Transformer-like things, and you get to ride one at the end, and you just stomp Locusts all day.
Even that last...
It's like you're the ant bully.
You rip a propeller off a helicopter and use it as a weapon to kill this giant thing.
Oh, man.
It's really cool.
Yeah, man. Brumach's just going down left and right, just so you don't give a fuck about it.
Or fighting the Brumach on foot, the one with all the scabs.
Yeah.
The badass Gross. Locust.
Yeah.
That was a good fight, though.
That was a great fight.
You don't get a lot of good boss fights in a Gears game.
What a good story, man.
Not really.
I thought you got a plenty, man. Like
on the train was so cliche.
General Rom was put in as an afterthought because the developers initially didn't have that. But they felt they should have a boss fight, so that was sandwiched in there.
Yeah, I was bitching.
There was a bunch of mini bosses. Like I remember in, I think it was the second one where you were dealing with that fucking worm.
The first crawler was rough.
You talk about in 4?
Yeah, no. In, I want to say 2. Which one's the one that they went back down into the tunnels and shit?
That's 2. That's with Jacinto.
That's 2, right?
Yeah.
With the worm.
Right. Mm-hmm. When was the last time the wind said, hostiles?
Damn. Oh, that was the first one.
That was the first one, right?
That was the first
one. Yeah, that first one that emerged out was rough. Anyway, Gears 4, excellent.
Well, this one has, like, other pains in the ass. It's those things that eat you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I hate those things, man.
These things take, they're bullet sponges. They just take forever to kill.
Oh, man, and it disappeared with Marcus for, like, ever.
The ones that shoot the quills from their tails? Those are my most hated enemy in a video game ever now.
What about those ones with those gigundo arms and, like, no legs?
Oh, they open up the middle and they, like...
Those are rough,
when you're doing the horde missions where you have to, like, lock down a defense.
Fuck yeah.
And those things, they just... It doesn't matter how many turrets you have.
That's... My big problem with the horde mode is that all the stuff you could build just doesn't matter when a boss comes out. It all gets destroyed and it's fucking useless.
It's exactly even.
It's
in
like the Big Bad Wolf showed up and you built your entire base out of straw.
Yeah,
it's I know exactly what you mean.
And then the one thing that can't destroy your stuff is the fucking helicopter. But like, it'll never get affected by that shit. So it's just like, okay, it's useless against it.
Yeah, and you have to do that a couple times in the single player campaign, and they send out those big arm motherfuckers, and you're just like getting trounced.
The worst. Speaking of Batman, did you pick up the new Batman Remastered?
I didn't pick up the Remastered yet.
Mm-hmm.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
Looking good?
Mm-hmm.
You like it? Is Arkham Asylum the first one?
It's first two.
Any changes other than graphically?
No.
So what
okay, so it's no, okay. mechanically. First off, I like going back to Arkham.
I haven't played the games, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but my Xbox 360 is no longer in the living room in the big TV. I like it. It looks great. I don't want to say that it's up to snuff with Gears 4. Well, it is a remaster. They're never as gorgeous.
I saw a graphics video.
But
it wasn't blowing me away.
I will say, as a guy who plays everything, I play Wii U. All the times that I play the old games on the Wii U, they do not upgrade the movements whatsoever or the dynamics. You know, it's still clunky.
Yeah.
The original Batman Arkham Asylum was a little clunky, just a little bit.
Yeah, they definitely streamlined that by City.
They streamlined it. They went back and streamlined the old two games. And well, I haven't played the second part yet. I'm still in the asylum.
Still in
the
asylum.
But it looks good. There's no loading problems. It's just like the game, the way it was intended probably to be back in the day. And it looks a little better. Why not?
Yeah.
You know? It's a good replay.
It's like they basically just redid a lot of lighting effects and things like
that. They did. Sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes I kind of like the darker, you know, because they made it super dark to kind of hide a little bit from the old one. This one, you can see everything, but I don't know. I don't know. I like the shadows, you know, you're Batman.
I was hoping they would throw in a few other, like, Easter eggy, Like collectibles?
I haven't seen anything. I mean, again, I'm kind of new into the game. I have a ton of games I've been playing because Sunrise like Phoenix, and that's what I do. So I've been playing Final Fantasy 15, which is a fucking time
eater.
Yeah, it is a time eater, my friend. Or as I like to call it, Entourage in Middle Earth.
Let me ask you this question. Do you even like that series? Or are you just still waiting for that number 7?
Final Fantasy? I'm still waiting for Cloud to come back.
Well, I'm saying like you're just playing him as like, because like that first one you played was so awesome.
So the first one I played was 7, and it was the best one. I still play the Final Fantasy games. If you want me to be perfectly candid, I kind of play it like how everybody kind of bought Tommy Hilfiger back in the day, even if you didn't like it. You're just like, oh, everyone else is playing it, but like,
I want to fit in.
It's not like my favorite, because you can't really get emotionally attached. What am I going to get emotionally attached to? Chocobos and Moogles? You know, like, it doesn't...
Nothing characters, goes on to the next
game. Yeah. It's a huge world? Fucking game.
Is it the same world?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not. You never go back to the same cities or anything like that.
See, I would hate that.
There's no real continuity.
Why wouldn't they just link everything? Like, I don't know.
Well, it kind of... It's before all that. The whole series started back in the 80s. They didn't know what they were doing.
Okay, but eventually you could be like, okay, let's make some continuity.
They tried to.
They made, what, 2 Final Fantasy X's?
Yeah, and I think 12 was linked, right?
I think
I forget. Yuna was in a couple of them.
Yeah, they had a couple characters.
Yeah,
Sid's in all of them.
Sid, by the way, has a super dope niece in this one. They finally retired Sid, and
why?
I don't know, because they wanted to get a little eye niece. Candy in there. Yeah. She's a mechanic who wears a bikini top, and that's just the deal. You know, it's a really excellent game. It's got an excellent soundtrack. They did, speaking of Gears is always sandwiching a New Age song pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning credits of, playable credits of Final Fantasy 15, they kind of do a Stand By Me remix, or Stand By You, I forget which one it was.
Well, I don't know the song Stand By You.
I know
I'll Stand By You. I don't think that was it. I think it was Stand By Me. I can't remember because I've been playing so many different games. I remember being moved. How about that?
Okay.
You know, and it's always good right in the beginning for that. I've been playing that. I've been playing, of course, Overwatch, everybody's game of the year, including mine.
The top porn search of the world.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know about that.
We talked about it on the Painted Black podcast.
Oh, did you?
The 2016 porn searches,
mm-hmm.
as compiled by Pornhub, came out.
Okay.
Overwatch.
Did they rank characters? Or did they just rank?
No, just the blanket term of Overwatch typed into Pornhub. Number one in several countries around the world.
Well, Tracer's gay now, so.
They made Tracer gay?
Tracer is gay as of a Christmas. See, this is how long our breaks are. I never realized how long our breaks are, but I was looking through the news that I've earmarked, and it was the Christmas comic where they reveal that Tracer comes home to her girlfriend and kisses her. And I was like, wow, we've been on quite the hiatus.
Yeah.
Wait, was this the song you were referring to, the Stay By Me song?
Is it from Final Fantasy VII?
Yeah.
No, this is from that Paul Walker's last song.
Yeah, but it's Stand By Me.
I'll look it up.
All right.
As a matter of fact, we'll end the show with that song because I'm going to go home and spice it in.
All right.
I'll look up Final Fantasy 15. Thank you, though. But that one's good, too.
I just want to know if it's the same one.
Yeah, I've been playing Overwatch. I've been playing that. I've been playing Dead Rising, the new one.
Which one? The newest.
There's a new one?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's Christmas one with Frank West.
It is what it is. Yeah, it happened Black Friday. You are Frank West. Everybody knows that you're a badass. But the government kind of hates you and blah, blah, blah. It's not... Great. I mean, the shine is off. The bloom is off the rose.
Those games, like, keep my attention. I don't know. Like, I like them a lot at first. And then I get, like, a couple hours into it, and then I'm just like...
It's I.
Like, I'm running everywhere to do a million different things, and, like, there's a million different things to make.
There's no timer anymore.
Thank God.
There's no... If anyone's curious about that,
that was always a game killer.
And you can build things on the go.
That's
like, you pause it and just smash two things together. You don't have to find the work table.
You don't have to do the whole work thing. And find plans.
Yeah, you still have to find the plans.
Okay.
But you can buy them.
That's just a way of, like, making you explore the world and stuff.
Yeah, but it used to be such a pain.
Like, you can go back to your base.
Where you would have to go find a work
bench. Yeah.
And have the items just conveniently on you.
That was awful. They tweaked it a little bit. It's a little annoying. I got to buy plans from some woman at the base. If I can understand hoarding food or hoarding weapons, but like, give me the plans to make these things.
You know, that's just another.
Like, are you out of your fucking mind?
That's just another like video game ass thing to do.
Yeah, but it's a little annoying. I have a boxing glove. I have a rake. I know I can make one. Show me how to do it, lady. You know, like, what's the big deal? I'm trying to save you. I just saved you anyway.
Yeah, man. Give a man a fish, bitch. He's for a day. Teach man a fish, he's for a lifetime, man.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Teach me. Teach me. It's okay. Final Fantasy's okay also. The story's pretty good, but it Final Fantasy takes so much effort.
Mm-hmm.
With your whole heart, and I'm just not there. I'm not ready for that kind of relationship right now.
That's why I don't do those anymore.
It's still one of those like level up type deals games where
you're
just like fighting
armor, all that shit. Right now, you know, your main guy carries fucking four weapons plus different magic you can upgrade, and you can upgrade all the weapons, and you know you get in one fight and you're swapping out all your weapons for your party and you and this and that. And it's just so much. You know, it's so much. I'm not saying it's a bad game. It's a gorgeous game.
The only RPG I ever got into was The Stick of Truth, and I can't wait actually for the new one to come out.
That's not a real RPG, bro.
It's in the vein of an RPG.
The game style is.
I guess.
It's a turn-based RPG.
It's like Candy Crush, or not Candy Crush. Costume Quest
is an RPG.
I never played Costume Quest.
It's Stick of Truth is what it is.
Is it funny like that?
No,
it's more for little kids or whatever. It's a good game.
It's a fun 2 hours.
Yeah.
This took like a good... The Stick of Truth took at least like 10 or 12 hours to beat.
You looking for a Fractured Butthole?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Can't wait for that to come out. Because the first one was like a season of South Park, and it was hilarious. It literally had me laughing. Like,
I was thinking about getting it, because it's now on the Xbox One, and that was my major beef.
It's already out?
No. Stick of Truth is now on Xbox One.
Yeah, they
backwards compatible.
Oh, dude, if you never played it, play through it. It's really fun.
I've never played it. Graphically, of course, I don't give a shit because it's just. You know,
it's South Park.
Yeah, it's South Park. It probably already looks.
It looks like the
exactly
show.
Exactly like the show does. Yeah, exactly.
Literally exactly like the show.
I don't know, man. Last South Park game I played was that N64 travesty. Remember
hitting turkeys with snowballs?
Yeah. No, but that was more of like a bunch of mini games.
Yuck.
No, that was a poor first person shooter for no draw distance.
Yeah.
I mean, I might be thinking of the one even before that where it was a bunch of like, there was like six games. It was almost like Bart's Nightmare.
Oof.
No, that's not the one we're talking about here.
There was a first person shooter?
Yeah.
I didn't even remember that one.
Your first weapon was a snowball, but you could hold down and pee on it and becomes a super snowball.
Yeah.
Weak
game. It was like season one because you were fighting like a Big Stan clone. Remember that
Listen
thing?
Listen to us getting totally immersed in what we're playing right now. Normally I like to keep this lean, but whatever. We've been
in the same room.
I've been holding this for a while.
I wanted to get the Fractured Butthole, bro.
All right, so we're going to move on to the news. People are going to notice a difference in the news, because instead of doing the news like I used to and just pick off the big stories, like I said, I'm going to pick out small little stories instead of building this house brick by brick like the big companies.
Oh,
it's going to be pebble by pebble.
Sort of like a certain little show called Painted Black, huh? Mm-hmm.
I don't even know that show.
I don't know. You're on this little...
You're right. That's true. You got me. Painted Black Network. Can't beat it. All right. But, of course, we'd be fools to ignore giant stories. So every week we're going to have one big meaty story and then a bunch of little ones.
Nintendo?
Yeah, of course. How can I not talk about the Nintendo Switch coming out? So the big story, this is the section called It's So Big.
It's So Big.
Right. So I'll just whip it out, and you guys just it's so big. All right. Big story. The Nintendo Switch is out. Not available, but they've let the cat out of the bag.
Launch trailer.
Sure. First impressions. What do you think?
I cried at the Zelda thing.
Did you?
I'm a grown man. I rolled tears.
I've seen that fucking game before. They promised me with Wii U. That's why I fucking got one.
Should have waited.
How am I supposed to know that they're going to wait an entire console cycle when they promised
because
the
they
first
put,
one?
They didn't even wait a
console. Breath of the Wild is breathtaking.
It looks stunning.
It's gorgeous.
That's not even an entire console cycle. That console is relatively new, the Wii U.
Did not go a full cycle. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, technically, it's its cycle. It's just like...
Technically, that wasn't a new system, bro. They just gave
you
a crazy
Tortoises live more than us, too. That's, you know, a lifespan. That was its lifespan, and it is gone now.
All right, but rather than debate the Wii U, let's talk Switch. And what did you think
Okay, so first off, I don't need a system that acts like a bop it around the, you know, I don't need a twist and pull and shit, and it's just more shit to break, and I really don't care about that shit. The Mario Odyssey looks amazing.
It looks wacky.
It looks amazing.
Like in a good way.
It reminds me of, have you seen the preview for Mario Odyssey yet?
No.
So Mario pops out of a manhole in the real world, and most of the citizens and the city is rendered kind of like GTA style. Like, it's like kinda legit. Real. They don't look
like
him.
Homer walking around the real world.
Looking at erotic cakes. That's what he looks like. Yeah, that's literally what everyone's been thinking. Yeah, that's what it looks like. But it shows him jumping up buildings, kind of like the old Spider-Man games. Like, he's on top of the fucking Empire State Building or whatever. And it also shows him in a whole bunch of different, like, really Mario-esque worlds. So it's not all that. That's not it. But that kind of, it almost seems kind of like Kingdom Hearts, I want to say.
A little bit.
Looks a little like Kingdom Hearts. Or
the vibe I got.
Do you think he'd be upset or Mario going Galaxy. Back to the real world? Because in the, was it the Mushroom Kingdom? He was a big deal. Imagine New York.
He was just a little chubby plumber,
dude,
man.
He plumber, bro.
Dime a dozen, homeboy.
Making like, you know, $60,000 a year or something like that. Just making ends meet with his brother.
Would you get that red hat, homo? You know what I mean?
Like, you call your plumber and then they show up. You're like, no.
Yeah. You can take that red hat.
But they upgraded
rocks,
that.
Kid.
They upgraded that red hat. You could, like, throw it like a boomerang now.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that. He threw it and then he jumped on it for a platform and then he jumped over. I like it.
Like Odd Job?
Kind of like Odd Job.
Because it literally comes back to him like a boomerang.
It looks good. Breath of the Wild looks great.
Breathtaking.
Well, here's the problem with Nintendo. Like, obviously, they're going to put a lot of love into Mario and Zelda. But, like, what else would I buy that system for?
Splatoon 2 is coming out.
What is that?
You skipped the Nintendo generation, so Splatoon was, like, one of their big games of the past.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was
all right. It's their only real multiplayer.
Yeah, it's not a single-player thing. It's like a shooter, but Nintendo-ized. Where the idea is to cover the map with ink.
Remember the paintball game Splat?
Oh, okay.
No, that's not it. But yeah, you're trying to cover the board with your color ink.
And your squid people.
And you can fly through the ink.
Sounds crazy, boy.
Dude, it's very difficult to explain. You watch a video for like
it's
maybe
fun to
a
play.
Minute.
Have you played it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
I'm not into the Nintendo internet so much. You know, it's a little quirky. Anyway. We're not talking about the Nintendo internet. What do you guys think?
Of?
The Switch. You going to pick one up? Or do you just not trust Nintendo anymore?
I'm not going Nintendo, man.
You just don't care?
I'd barely play my PS4. Just Xbox One's for me, man.
Yeah.
Nintendo, let's say if you guys got like a game like Zelda and you were like, dude, you just have to play it, then I'll pick one up. But if it's like, I don't know, but it's hard for me to just buy a whole system predicated on like
I'll buy a whole
games,
system
you know?
To play that Zelda game.
That's where I'm at.
I just will.
I'm going to buy it for the Zelda game, and I don't really know if I'm going to be playing much else on it.
I'll get the Mario.
I'll get the Mario. You figure one of them's going to come with the system.
If they were like straight up, like first year, we're going to have Metroid, Mario, Zelda.
I haven't even heard
Star
anything
Fox,
about
fucking,
Metroid.
Like every game I played 20 years ago,
yeah.
I would pick it up. I'd be like, okay, well, it's just what I was doing 20 years ago, but like revamped and like all new. Okay, I could get behind that. Which is they're all their own entities anyway. They could just put them out there if they want to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're kind of touching on the question of the week. I'll hit later, but about the old entities, which, well, we'll talk about later. But yeah, I can see where you're coming from. But would you rather pick up the old games, or do you like the way they're headed?
What do you mean?
Like, Mario is obviously changing up. Do you think they should just stick to side-scroll Mario? Or whatever?
No. I liked Mario Galaxy. That was cool.
It was cool. Mario Sunshine was kind of fun.
I liked
Luigi's Mansion was kind of fun.
In general, all the Mario games are pretty fun. And in general, all the Zelda games are pretty fun that I've ever played. It's just that those are the only games on the Nintendo that are any fun, that are Nintendo exclusive. Otherwise, any game that comes out in every system, it's always better on the other systems on Nintendo.
If you're talking cross-platform, you're going to
get shit on.
You're going to play your Xbox.
I would never buy it on that system.
I don't even consider Nintendo. I mean, that's a joke when it comes out on all three platforms.
Yeah. You buy Nintendo games for your Nintendo.
Yeah, of course.
They shouldn't even bother with the fucking all-party systems at this point. They should all-party games.
So a bunch of third-party candidates have said that they are going to step up and make for the Nintendo Switch to back up. But I don't know what that means. Like when for example, EA stepped up and said, yes, we will be coming back to Nintendo, if that means that they intend cross-platform gaming or if they intend exclusives for Nintendo. I'm kind of hoping exclusives for Nintendo.
I'm assuming it's going to be just Watch Dogs 3 will be on the Switch.
Ugh, yuck.
See that? Like, who would even want to play Watch Dogs, let alone on the Switch?
Lots of people like Watch Dogs.
Yeah, people like Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs 2 is a big hit.
Yeah? I thought the first one you guys said was terrible.
Yeah, but they Assassin's Creed-ed it, where the first one was, and the second one was really good.
No, the first Assassin's Creed was awesome, man.
No, you were thinking of 2.
No, I'm not thinking of
2. With Altair?
Yeah, with Altair. I had a lot
of... No, it was linear.
Yeah, but the things you could do in the game were awesome.
By that logic, the first Watch Dogs, there's nothing wrong with it. They just streamlined it, made it really, really good for number 2. Like, that's where they hit their
spot. I would almost compare it to when they went from GTA 2 to GTA 3. You can't possibly compare those two.
No. Well, one's like a fucking over-the-head
thing. Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. But the same thing with Assassin's Creed. It became a huge fucking sandbox game rather than a straight whatever game. All right. You know, games evolve. Saints Row was fucking one of my favorite games. Now, when it was first out, I was like, oh, I guess this is cool, I guess.
Yeah, GTA clone.
Yeah, I'll play this while I wait for GTA. Now I wait for Saints Row, and I kind of play GTA while I'm doing that.
GTA, they built up their multiplayer mode at Kenny and Danny. They're constantly on that thing, man.
Oh, quick tip for GTA. If you have your headset in and you're robbing somebody, like a store clerk, and you yell, give me the fucking money, give me it, like, really loud into your headset, they actually give up more money.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. More dough?
Yeah, the game actually picks up on you yelling. So, like, my wife was constantly like, what the fuck are you doing?
Give me the fucking money!
Put your money in your fucking bag! Right now, I mean, you can really yell anything. It's about the decibels in your headphones. Yeah. Yeah. Bitch, I'll come in that room and get you too! Like, are you talking to me now, Dan?
I'm a wild man!
Shut the fuck up! Dan, you're not robbing anyone. The Xbox isn't on.
We just playing.
Yeah, we're just messing around. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Switch, yes.
Switch, yes.
Switch, yes for me, too. Switch, no?
Maybe. I don't know.
Switch, maybe.
You know, it's, again, I just don't see myself buying many games on it outside of Zelda and Mario, so why would I buy the whole thing?
Well, I mean, now that they offer a pro controller, which they already have said that they will, it looks like a regular controller, like for Xbox.
If I was going to recommend it to a gamer like Brian, wait.
I wasn't going to get it. Like,
no, I mean, like, that's all you can do. If something grabs you, grab it.
Yeah.
But maybe they'll come out with an awesome library. We don't know yet. We know they're doubling down on Zelda, Mario, and Sonic.
I mean, Sonic hasn't been good probably since Sonic
2. Look, man, they need to cut Pikmin out of the picture. Star Fox is hanging in by a thread.
Oh, that last one was
big. F-Zero, zip on out of here.
Racing games in general aren't that fun.
I want a new Metroid.
Yeah,
that
new Metroid would be sick.
I don't want it to be first person. I didn't really.
I love Prime.
I didn't really like the Primes.
Oh, that first Prime was one of my all times.
All time Prime.
I liked the
Prime was good. What I feel that Nintendo has to do now at this point, you remember back in the day when Sega would have maybe a Spider-Man game, and then Nintendo would have a Spider-Man game, but they were just different games.
They're like Aladdin.
Yeah, they just need to do that. Two different
games you couldn't even. Find.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like,
yeah,
Nintendo needs to get franchises like, hey, EA, I know, or WB, I know you handle the new Batman games. Make us a separate Batman game. We'll cough up the cash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they need to do.
I'd be into that. I miss that.
Yeah, I mean, like, every console has their own specific franchises. You know, Drake's Fortune or whatever, Uncharted.
Infamous.
Yeah, I'm not versed in my... PlayStation. That
Last Guardian
Crash is coming out. Last Guardian is kind of a flop. It's not like
you know what I saw a commercial for.
I know we've been waiting for it.
I'm into that.
You know what I saw for a commercial for on Facebook was this game where you play as a like horror movie killer, and there's a whole and it's a multiplayer game. One guy.
Oh, in the schools and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, that's not out yet though.
I know, but it looks awesome. Where the killer gets to. Have a ghost mode where he can transport, see how he wants to kill
somebody.
Isn't
that just the Friday the 13th game?
No, it's a separate thing.
But it sounds exactly the same, by
description. Friday the 13th was at the camp, though, and you're Jason.
Yeah, but it's the same thing where you just kind of appear in places, and you're hunting. One player takes on the role of the killer against everyone
else. Sounds kind of like Left 4 Dead a little bit.
No, no, it's more like the one Pete, the Friday the 13th game, but like, and this is creates your own little story. Like, it's
that's cool.
So it's like, you know, it's not a story that you ever like heard. It's like Jason's Jason, you know, that's the right deal.
You're just kind of crafting your own experience.
And the way it's presented, it looks like a 90s horror film or something like that. So I'm really kind of excited to see that just because.
I seriously doubt that's going to be a Switch exclusive.
No, man, fuck the Switch.
It's right. Probably going to come out on Steam. That's probably not even going to be a console game.
Really?
A lot of these innovative games end up.
Well, good old games. Can be on good old games?
Nah, man. Good old games can go to hell. As far as good old games. Flush that shit right down the toilet. Anyway, that getting back to it, you know, every company has their own, you know, mascots, and I feel like Nintendo needs to grab the kids market that they always had, mm-hmm. and they had a Spider-Man game that only they have. Sony's doing it. Sony's only getting the new Spider-Man game, and that's annoying the shit out of me.
Right. No, Bandicoot's coming back, man, and Sony. They're bringing him back.
Yeah. Bandicoot is coming.
Is it going to be Naughty Dog?
I don't know. It's
got to be. It's got to be, right? Unless Sony Studios is going to do it.
Because when Naughty Dog kind of got off the crash train, it kind of went south.
They're still
and they're
holding up with Uncharted. Naughty Dog is Uncharted. And Last of Us, yeah. You're right.
I did enjoy those Crash games, you know, 20 years ago when they came out. Well, I don't know if they're going to hold up to this generation. But
nah, man, they're like Spyro.
I can't wait to be like, Aumumumba! Abundaka!
Nah, kick rocks. All right, on to the good stuff. The little ones that fell through the cracks. Right now, I wanted to ask you guys, what do you guys feel about this? Do you feel this is marketing gone too far or just kind of cheese? Titanfall Twitter is spamming rando people with tweets that say they're looking for a new game.
I saw this.
Yeah. Somebody tweets, hey, I'm kind of feeling a new game, and the Titanfall Twitter account, the official Titanfall Twitter, is like, why not try Titanfall? How would you like that? I got no problem with it, but remember a couple weeks ago when Wendy's was hot on Twitter because they were getting spicy with people? You know, they were...
That one guy was just like, your shit's frozen. I just admit it. He's like, our shit is not frozen.
No, it's...
And then he's like, well, how do you get it there? It's like, what do you put your food in when it's...
He's like, I'll go to McDonald's. And he's like, and Wendy's was, I believe their response was, don't bring McDonald's into it just because you forgot there are refrigerators. No, but they've been on a roll. Wendy's has been on a roll. If you check that out, they're spicing all over the place.
No, I didn't see that.
Spicier than their chicken sandwich.
Oh, man, that's spicy, man. I like
that. I know. And it's meaty, too. Mm-hmm. But Titanfall Twitter...
We want Wendy's money.
Titanfall Twitter has just been hitting generic ones. I got a couple here. This girl, Elias Pandy, said, I got Titanfall 2 for Christmas, but I'm way addicted to Battlefield 1. Should I take the time to actually install this game? Titanfall, they didn't ask Titanfall, but Titanfall jumped in because they heard their name, of course. And it said, do you think you will check out Titanfall 2 soon? Bitch, what did I just say? I just said I bought it, right?
Yeah, it's not even clever.
Right. Girl Rachel Bailey goes, is it any good? Wasn't a fan of Titanfall 1. Think you will give Titanfall 2 a try, Rachel? Question mark. I mean, I don't know if they're, like, getting another country to do this.
It comes off as desperate.
It does come off as so desperate.
Has it done bad, the game?
No, but...
I don't think it's where they want it to be.
I don't think it was the smash they wanted it to be, and their single-player story was...
Weak.
Yeah, it's weak. It's got... Weak. It's just like any other one, though. I mean, Call of Duty had a weak single-player story, as far as I'm concerned, too.
No, man, people were really upset when Soap McTavish died.
Did he? Was he? He didn't die in the helicopter.
I couldn't
Somebody
get through the
died.
First level of those story modes, so I couldn't tell you.
I played him. You know, I like the ghillie suit board, just like everybody else. Yeah, but that was it.
It's a fun 40 minutes.
So, what do you guys feel about this kind of viral thing? Do you think people should just stick to spiciness, or do you think that this is actually going to work? Would you guys pay somebody to do this?
I think it comes off as weird and desperate. And if it was clever.
No, it's weak.
It's kind of weak. So, it reminded me of Gears 1. In Gears 1, Epic, although I don't think they've ever admitted to it, took the gamer tags on Xbox of Marcus and Dom, and they played their own games.
You've been talking about this forever.
And after they played the game with you, maybe, you know, you got 12 players at a time, they would just stop playing the game and send a message to every single player they just played with in the lobby going, hey, it's Marcus Phoenix, I really need your help. Blah, blah, blah. Actually, you know what? It was on another game. Forgive me. It was in Call of Duty. They were spamming the players on Call of Duty. Hey, you guys, we really need your help over at Gears. You know, so join the COGS today. I always thought that was kind of clever. I know Microsoft slapped their peepees over it.
That's a little more fun, though.
It is a little more fun.
Getting a tweet.
It was a little cheesier, but whatever. I mean, like, I feel that I feel that companies at this point should just differentiate them, distance themselves away from their Twitter a little bit, and hire Sassy Dude to just go ham on Twitter. Not apologize for it at all. Just be like, yeah, I don't know. We're not really responsible for that one guy, Steve. You know,
he's a wild card.
Yeah, if he wants to come out and say Call of Duty sucks now by Battlefield or whatever,
yeah,
have at it. Not that the Battlefield Twitter did any better. The Battlefield Twitter did terrible. I wrote an article on Play10box about how bad that went down. Check it out, play10box.com. Anyway, second story. Bottled water from the Switch event in New York City last week, going for $100 on eBay.
Really?
Yeah. Really.
What, Mario blessed it or something?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess Pope Mario took the time to bless it. So
Miyamoto spit in it.
I wouldn't want it.
So ads have been popping up all over eBay. Most of them say for hardcore Nintendo fans or for giant fans of Nintendo collectibles. I'll read actually one of the eBay. Up for sale is a bottle of water from the Nintendo Switch event. This item is unused and in mint condition. I would assume that was natural, but okay. The water was bottled at a natural spring. It's clear.
Hopefully.
It makes for a great shelf item for any hardcore Nintendo fan. Feel free to make me any offers. Besides $100, there's of course no refunds. Are these guys serious? It's even the middle mini bottle. I got a little picture there. That's what they're selling.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, rough. And it's like the most unimaginative logo you got going on.
I feel if you're shopping for this, you don't need the hard sell. Nah, it's nothing. It's got a little Switch logo on it.
It's like, I'll give you a quarter.
The Switch logo's rough on my eyes because
I'm thirsty. Can I just have some?
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone else noticed that the Switch logo is not symmetrical?
Let me see it.
The dots are a little off. It's very off-putting to the eyes.
Yeah.
They put the dots where the actual controller handles go. Big mistake, as far as I'm concerned.
It looks like a fucked up dice.
A little bit. Anyway, back to the story. I mean, I know these pins at the events now are going for big money.
Yeah, the pins are a big thing.
I kind of understand that a little more. You know, now companies are handing out pins to prove that you showed up to the event to get people to actually show up.
Yeah, why would you fucking care, though?
Like, people care about
the pins. People care about pins at Disney World or Universal. They do it all the time. All the parks, like, swap out pins and stuff like that. Blizzard actually started out handing out skins for their game that you can only exclusively get if you go to their events, which is a great idea. That's a good idea.
That's an awesome idea. Yeah.
That's a real good one. Water.
I feel what this is.
No, thanks.
This is people who know that these, like, super fans will pay money for exclusive shit, and they're just trying to take advantage.
I haven't seen any sold, man. I've been keeping
it's
up
a
on
fucking
it.
$100 to spend on a bottle of water. Why don't you just get a ticket to that thing? Like,
exactly.
Or at the same time, you can easily just have one made. I mean, like, all of us happen to know a guy who, like, made his own water bottles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, how much could they be?
Oh, he was a millionaire, that guy.
Yeah, but he wasn't spending all a mil on the fucking water bottles with a name on it, man.
I have a printer, some glue, and a couple of pulling springs. We can make this happen.
I could do it.
You want VG times 3 water?
Yeah. I'm down, for sure. I could
print I'll throw it up.
I
on
print
the
it up.
I'll throw it up on eBay and then tweet about it.
$100 a bottle.
Okay. We could do it. Last story I want to talk about. I want to see if anyone else thinks this is going too far. New York Times wrote a publication about Super Mario Run. Have you guys played Super Mario Run?
No.
I played the free-to-play levels.
Me too.
Did
Me
not
too.
Feel I didn't. Worth paying the $10.
$10.
$10 is a lot for
$10.
App.
Yeah. And you
else for an app?
Yeah, and you can run through the whole fucking game in probably 20, like, less than 20
was like a
minutes.
Doodle jump or something like that?
Yeah, it's very similar.
Not far from that.
It's a run. It's a run, and you jump, and you collect coins.
Yeah. You're trying to collect as many coins as you can before the time runs out.
So it's a solid 5-minute game. I mean, I had fun with it. New York Times writer Chris Sullentrap has wrote a scathing article about the game, about how he refuses to let his daughter play it because Mario's saving the princess. He says it's time to retire that old cliche.
It's not to stop whining.
What if
guys can't?
What are, yo, man,
he, protect their ladies anymore at all? Like, it can never happen.
It's culturally insensitive.
No, what if Bowser was just kidnapping her because she was a princess, and that's like, and you know, she's like the leader of that kingdom. So it's like really taking the matriarch away from that.
It's
whole,
political intrigue.
Yeah, yeah. What if it's a matriarchal society in general? Man,
like, he took the most valuable person he can. It was like just took like Mario's bitch to get Mario to chase him or something like that. Like, he was gay for Mario. He took like an integral part of the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah,
he's probably gonna ransom her or something. He's an expected.
And I'm all for the idea of like.
Nah, man, I think he's looking to get down.
That happened, bro. Way before Mario got there.
In the Switch trailer, he's in full wedding attire. He's gonna. He's trying to marry that princess.
Dude, do you think that like when Mario got her home and like, yo, he went to go like, you know, seal the deal with her, because like, I saved you, she just all blown out from Bowser, yeah. Bro. Just
a blue shell flew out of there.
Oh, hit him in the face.
He shrunk.
Oh no,
he's so big.
But the thing is, Peach and Toadette are playable characters in the game if you win them.
But that's, I'm all for more female characters, more strong female characters. I'm fine with that. It's cool.
Sure,
but well, it's Mario. Relax. It's all fun.
I think the thing that irritates me is I am for, especially because, you know, I have a daughter too, so I'm all for the girl power.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean that a guy can't save his lady every once in a while in the game. I'm tired. Like, it just can't happen anymore.
Yeah, I fully agree. It's fine if that's your opinion. You want more female characters? I agree. I like that we have, you know, a female Jedi in Star Wars and all that. That's cool.
Yeah.
But why does it have to be all or nothing?
I don't
know,
man.
Why can't we just have some things for the little boys out there?
And Nintendo does a lot for ladies in general. Samus is a badass.
Exactly.
Princesses, whenever princesses is available in the Mario games, I pick her because she can fly, you know?
She hovers, damn it.
Yeah.
Well, they should just do Princess Saving Mario, see how good that game does.
They made it.
They did make that.
I never even heard of
it. Didn't do great.
And they made Fat Princess, too, which I'm sure this guy would be fuming over.
He was a fat prince? She was a fat princess?
No, it's just another game called Fat Princess.
That's a PlayStation game.
I was going to say, she's not jumping high or doing any of that.
She loved cake.
Of course.
This guy goes on to say, by failing to update Super Mario for a contemporary audience, Nintendo is lagging far behind Walt Disney and... Come on, man.
Walt Disney supported the Nazis.
And Walt Disney is doing fine. They put out Moana. That's a real girl power kind of movie. Let them have that.
And they have that.
He goes so far to say Super Mario Run is not a family-friendly game. At least not one that my wife and I will be letting our 6-year-old daughter play. Fuck you. I mean,
well, hope your daughter enjoys a life without Mario, you pretentious cockbite.
Yeah, what are you going to have her play?
I don't know. It's just like...
nothing but Tomb Raider.
It's like we got to protect our children from every little thing. Like, oh, you know, it's a little wrong that the woman's being saved. It's like, well, there's got to be a protagonist in this fucking game, you know?
But like, that's what I'm saying. Like, my kids play Mario all the time on Wii. Mm-hmm. I have no problem. Like, my son chooses the princess, and I go, yeah, that's a good idea. She jumps higher and flies. So, good job, Nate. You know? Like,
it's not like...
Good job, bud.
It's not like Double Dragon when they go out there and sock the bitch in this fucking in the gut and throw over the shoulder.
Even if they did, they kind of have to know that that could happen, you know?
Yeah, it's like, babe, you better, if you see a guy coming in hot like that, you better run.
The last thing I need my daughter to be is 16 and start getting troubled at the movies. Her boyfriend starts getting pushed around a little bit, and she's like, no, I'll handle this. And walks right in like she's Princess Peach herself. I don't need that shit. There are real-world dangers out
there.
She
should get Janelle Rice for that, bro.
Yeah. I kind of almost want her to be like, no, just let the dude take the both of them.
Hopefully, she's taking... More important, it's the all-or-nothing thing.
That's more of what I'm saying.
It's Mario. It's 30 years with one plot line.
Yeah.
Rescue the princess.
Right.
You take that out, what do we got? Mario's walking around with a water gun again, and it's weird.
Yeah, the guy hasn't done any actual plumbing for years now.
No, next thing you know, he's teaching typing again.
Yeah, I can't fucking do it.
It's like, I paint now?
Nah, man, you run up those things, you grab the fucking princess.
I'm tired of doing that. I paint.
All right, so that's a couple of the stories I wanted to go over, the smaller ones, just the opinion-based ones that kind of fell through the cracks. I think we did good. I think it's time for a quiz.
This is a test. Quiz, hot shot. Test your might. And I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bryce's ass so hard. This is only a test.
All right, for people who don't know how this works, Pete is the boss. He's got, what, 20 hit points?
I got 20 hit points. You each got 15 hit points. Each question is worth 1, 2, or 3 hit points. You can block if you don't know it for 1 hit point down.
Nice, nice.
We got 4 categories for you guys to choose from.
So every time we get one right, we take off of his points. Every time we get one wrong, ours go down.
So if you guys hit 15 before I hit my 20, you're out.
All right.
First person to defeat the boss or last man standing wins.
I got it.
All right. I wrote these categories up a little while ago, so I'll need a little reminding. But we got dinosaurs.
Motherfucker, you can read.
We got minigames.
Minigames.
Motherfucker. We got drunks.
Drunks.
And we got chefs.
That's going to be a rough one. Although I never know, man. I never know if they're going to be actually rough. Let's do drunks.
Let's start with drunks.
Yeah.
Start with a 2-pointer.
My people.
Drunken master, Bo Raicho, uses vomit and fart attacks, despite being responsible for training the game's hero. In what series?
Virtual Fighter.
Virtual Fighter 4, Dan.
I'm going to go with that, Virtual Fighter.
Incorrect.
Really?
That is Mortal Kombat.
Bo Raicho.
Fun fact, Bo Raicho, you say his name fast enough, it's Bo Raicho.
Nice.
Spanish for drunk.
Nice. I like it. He trains Liu Kang? I have to assume they talk about Liu Kang.
He's the trainer of Earthrealm.
I don't remember that guy.
Brian. I stopped playing this after like 3. Like,
I remember Christopher Lambert.
Oh my god. And then it was Dexter's dad in the second one.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Alright, Brian, what category would you like?
What were the dinosaurs. Fuck yeah.
Dinosaurs.
I love me some dinosaurs.
1-pointer. Mm. What prehistoric fighting game featuring Primal dinosaurs? Rage. You want me to read the rest?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Primal Rage.
All right, it's Primal Rage.
All right. Prehistoric fighting game, I mean, come on.
It's only one of them.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, back to you.
There was a second one?
Let's do chefs.
Chefs, you're going for it.
Yeah, why not?
All right, we're starting with a 1-pointer.
Okay.
Suck on my chocolate salty balls.
El Fuerte is a luchador on a quest to become the world's greatest chef in what fighting game?
What fighting game?
I'll tell you what. Just get the franchise. You don't need the specific game title.
Oh. Well, that's not helpful at all. El Fuerto. Pass.
Hard pass.
How many points is this?
This is a 1.
It's only a 1, so you might as well guess, but I just couldn't.
El Fuerte. Darkstalkers?
Darkstalkers. Street Fighter 4.
Oh, I fell off after 2. The ape 2.
He was one of the really lame edition characters.
Okay. No, I fell off after Street Fighter 2 Turbo Nitro Ditro edition.
American Gladiators edition.
Yeah.
All right, Brian. Category?
Dinosaurs.
Back to dinos. Mm-hmm. Attempting to recreate their success with Resident Evil, Capcom created what survival horror series with dinosaurs in place of zombies?
Oh.
Turok.
This is a 2-pointer.
Turok.
Dino Crisis.
Dino Crisis is correct.
Just shoot them up.
Very underrated game, I might add.
Pretty good. The arcade's pretty good.
Turok rare?
Turok was...
No, it was everywhere online.
Yeah, no. It was rare.
It was rare.
Boom!
I'm pretty sure it was rare.
Game developer joke. Anyway.
Dan, get it.
Waka waka!
Drunks.
What depressing game cop is well known for having quite the drinking problem during his journey to avenge his family?
Oh,
this
easy.
Is a 1-pointer.
Max Payne.
Yep.
Max Payne is correct.
That movie was terrible.
It was terrible.
God awful. Mark Wahlberg's overrated.
He's not a serious actor. He's alright in his Leslie Nielsen type slapstick now.
Yeah. He's good in Fear.
Was he?
Finger banging Reese Witherspoon on a Ferris wheel.
Yeah, man, now I pop open.
That's because he's kind of fucking creepy.
That was the point.
Yeah.
It's the name of the movie.
Fucking Fear.
All right, Brian. Mm-hmm. Back to you.
Dinosaurs. I love me some dinosaurs.
This is a 1-pointer. What Native American comic book hero battled dinosaurs and aliens for over 5 games and a reboot?
Turok.
Turok, both of you?
Yeah.
Turok is correct.
Knew I was going to get that Turok, bro.
What was running down the category to get the Turok?
What was that other category?
Mini games.
Mini games.
All right. Let's start with a one-pointer. Gnat Attack, a.k.a. Coffee Break, is a fun bug-swatting minigame designed to get you used to using the mouse in what game?
I want to say Half-Life. So I'll say Half-Life.
Half-Life.
How many points is this?
One-pointer.
One-pointer? I'll agree with Dan.
It's funny, Wii U actually brought this game up before. It's Mario Paint.
Just remember some coffee or some shit from Half-Life. Just sounded like... Alright.
Alright, Brian?
Dinosaurs.
Alright, let's see how many more we got. We got 1, 2, 3 more dinosaurs. This is a 3-point question. Oh. What SNES game allowed you... allowed you to journey through time, including a dinosaur-themed level, and evolve your own unique creature to serve the Earth spirit Gaia?
Earthbound?
Earthbound?
I totally want to say Captain Planet, but it's not it.
Captain Planet?
That's how I know Gaia, fool.
Captain Planet?
You don't remember Gaia?
I remember the, like, earth, wind, fire.
I'm going to give you a little hint.
The lady.
It's not fucking Captain Planet.
All right. It was a good game, though.
It's a 3-point was question. It? So.
Did you see the Don Cheadle Captain Planet?
It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's looking awesome.
That needs to happen. What was the question?
What SNES game allowed you to journey through time, including a dinosaur-themed level, and evolve your own unique creature to serve the Earth spirit Gaia?
Nah, that's a pass.
That's a pass. And Brian, you said Earthbound?
Yeah.
The game is called Evo, The Search for Eden.
Ugh.
It's,
I don't remember that shit at all, man.
It's cool in concept, not in execution.
Is it cool?
Sounds kind of like No Man's Sky to
you
me.
You start off as like a little fish, and you can evolve it like a horn.
Oh, don't you have a weird face?
No, that's Seaman.
Oh, Brian, that's not nice. Seaman.
Don't you?
All right, Brian, you're back.
Dinosaurs.
No, wait, you just went. You did dinosaurs. Dan, we're back to you.
I'll stick with dinosaurs. All right.
You.
Two-point question. What 16-bit duo battled dinosaurs and Neanderthals to rescue the unusually hot women of their caveman tribe?
Shit.
Oh, I remember this game.
Yeah, it was like some...
There was a blue one and a red one.
Oh my God. Nah, man. Pass. I would say it's like Kronk and something.
Nah, it was Bonk's
Adventure.
It's
not Bonk, was it? Was it Bonk's?
No, Bonk's wasn't like that. I forget.
You know the game. Are you passing?
Yeah.
You know the game, you just don't know the name. It's called Joe and Mac.
Joe and Mac. All right. Dude, I remember that game. That was a fun game.
It was a fun game. All right, little point update. Let's see. You are both down 8 hit points.
That's not looking good.
Dan is leading the charge against me, 5-3.
Yikes.
Brian, your category.
Dinosaurs.
Final dinosaur question.
No.
The game Dinosaur Planet was eventually reworked by Nintendo to become what franchise title? 2-pointer.
Yoshi's Island.
Dinosaur Planet became a Star Fox game, I think. Star Fox game?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Star Fox Adventures. I'll give it to you.
Yoshi was a dinosaur, man. It's...
No. Dinosaur Planet was like shitty, so they threw Star Fox into it.
I didn't play Yoshi's Planet.
It was that walk around Star Fox game. So.
Not a good game.
A terrible, right. Terrible game.
That's it for dinosaurs.
All right. No, they're extinct again.
We got drunks, chefs, and mini games.
Sounds fun.
Dan.
Sounds like a good party. Drunks.
Drunks. Here's a 1-pointer. What game's events take place after the lead character leaves a bar and drunkenly wanders off down the wrong path home?
Conkers. Conkers Bad Fur Day.
Agreed.
I'll do a point.
What a game.
Great game. Brian?
Drunks.
This is a 3-pointer. After the events of the first game, Ethan Thomas goes from FBI agent to alcoholic and must even fight the demonic physical embodiment of his drinking in what game series?
The Darkness?
Darkness.
I didn't play this one. I'm going to pass, but I'm going to... For prestige, I'll say Heavy Rain, but it's passed.
All right, the correct answer is Condemned. Second Condemned game.
Oh, man. I played the first one. I didn't play
the second one, and I didn't play Heavy Rain, which I always hear is excellent, but it sounded kind of artsy.
Clint on Geek Dig said that was the saddest game of all time.
Heavy Rain?
Yeah.
Huh?
It's pretty brutal. I haven't played it, but I've seen a lot of it. And it's upsetting to watch.
All right, it had like a weird controller scheme I didn't want to deal with. Anyway.
That was a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah. No, 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 no.
All right, Dan.
Let's do drunks.
Drunks. 3-point question.
Oh, man.
Bad Girl is a top-ranked assassin known for swilling a few beers before attacking you with a baseball bat when you try to take her spot in what game?
Her name is Bad Girl?
Her name is Bad Girl.
Bad Girl.
I'm feeling generous. I'll give you a hint.
Yeah, all right.
It is a Wii title.
Oh, No More Heroes.
No More Heroes.
I agree with him.
Boom, boom.
No More Heroes is correct.
That is it. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
No, it wasn't Yoshi's Woolly World.
All right, Dan is now 11 points up to Brian's 7. Brian, you have 2 more hit points.
Drugs.
This is conveniently a 2-point question.
All right.
What game has a side quest where you are challenged to a drinking contest by Sam Guevin, who after a Hangover-esque series of events is revealed to be the Daedric Prince Sanguine?
Remember, a pass only eliminates 1 point.
I guess I pass.
I wish we could have captured your face after I read that.
I did not know that.
Pass, but I would have said Assassin's Creed.
Pass. Correct answer, Skyrim.
Oh.
I know your feelings on that one.
I lost that on principle.
I thought I threw enough fantasy-esque words to clue
you
in on that.
Okay, you did.
One.
You did.
All right, we're down to chefs and minigames.
Let's do minigames.
Minigames. Kung Foot is the online soccer-style minigame featuring the cast of what platformer's Legends game? This is a 3-pointer.
Rayman.
Rayman.
I agree.
Rayman is correct.
Yeah.
You ever play Rayman Legends?
I did. And Kung Fu Foot is available in Rayman Legends.
It's a great game.
Yeah. It's actually,
it's one of my favorite platformers.
Holds up for no reason. You know? Inventive. Pretty good. Pretty good.
What was minigames and what?
Chefs.
I'll take chefs.
I'll try for chefs. 2-pointer. Martial Law is a Bruce Lee-inspired martial arts master who makes his living as a restaurant chef in what game series? You got one more pass in you.
Pass, then.
Yeah, pass. Pass, pass.
Pass and a pass. That is Tekken.
Okay. Yeah, I don't play it.
He's the character who looks exactly like Bruce Lee.
Oh, Martial Law. I didn't know he was a chef, though.
Yeah,
you were blinding me with that. Yeah.
If you have to play his story mode, and nobody does that.
For people who don't know who Bruce Lee or Martial Law is, he's Fang Long from
Street Fighter 2. Was it a championship edition, I believe.
Super Turbo Derbo.
They're like,
champion.
If we got to keep releasing this game, we got to give him 4 new characters.
Right. Let's get Mike Tyson in there, call him some weird shit. let's go. What do we got? Drunks and chefs?
Chefs and minigames.
Minigames.
Minigames. Inspired by the late 1990s Tamagotchi craze, what Dreamcast game had the Kao Garden, or Chao Garden, where you raise and teach little plant people called Chows?
How many points is this?
2-pointer.
It was a Sonic game.
I'll accept it.
You know if this can go Sonic game?
Yep.
It is Sonic Adventure. Sonic Adventure 2, technically.
All right.
For no fucking reason that was in there, too. But I liked walking around. You hang out with those little guys and you make them good or bad.
And they show up on your little memory card, which had a little LED screen on it.
They were cuties. Gotta give it to them.
All right, point update. Dan, you are up to 16 points against me. You need 4 to win, and you have 4 points left.
Okay. All right.
Brian, you have
Uno.
You need 8 points to win, and you're down to your last hit.
All right. I'll take an 8-point question then. And
it's one of wild animals, so deadliest.
Yeah.
Category?
Not minigames.
Chefs?
Yeah.
Okay. Not mini games for 400.
You want me to just give you like a big money question or?
Yeah, might as well hit me up with three, right?
Okay. Three pointer. Gourmand.
Ugh.
Is a fighter that uses a frying pan to attack, can breathe fire, use a cooking pot as a cannon, and even turn into a dinosaur in what fighting game?
Fuck, man.
Three pointer. I can...
Street Fighter 2 Kamehameha Edition.
Kamehameha Edition.
I could give you a hint.
Yeah, sure, please.
Yes. I'll tell you what system it was on.
What?
Sega Dreamcast.
Sega Dreamcast? It's definitely not that game you love, Power Stone.
I'm gonna pass. But if I wasn't gonna pass, and I had no passes left, I'd probably guess Virtual Fighter.
No. And Sega Dreamcast. Alright, Virtual Fighter.
Virtual Fighter?
Yeah.
Pass.
And a pass. Brian, you should have followed your gut, man. It was Power Stone.
How the fuck didn't you just know that? All you do is talk about that game.
I was always the British guy.
What the fuck? The only basis on me not saying Power Stone was that that's like his all-time favorite game.
I know. I thought you were going to get it for a second.
I don't remember Gourmand.
In my head, I'm going, do it! It's right!
Was he the French dude?
He's the chef dude, apparently.
He is a French
guy.
That
is very specific.
I don't pick French guys in video games,
okay?
You don't
try to fight him, though.
All right, Dan. You have a chance to
win
this still.
What the fuck is French guy's nickname? Like,
I am on coattails like crazy. And you can't get that one?
It's been a minute since a Power Stone game came out, okay?
Or was even mentioned, apparently.
I don't want to hear about it being mentioned anymore. It is not your favorite game.
It's one of them. It's up there.
No, it's not. Do you know one of the regular characters?
It's not a rich storyline, Brian.
Yeah, I imagine they only had like 8 playable characters, and you just didn't know about one?
Yeah, they're right. No, I really only stuck to my British guy.
Anyway. Did you fight 1v1? God damn it.
All right. Sorry, dude.
Yeah. All right.
Dan, chefs are minigames.
Minigames.
Give you a tough one. The crazy but awesome 2006 PS2 beat-em-up game, God Hand, had a casino section where you can bet on races featuring what breed of unlikely dog?
Pass. Was it Corgi?
Chihuahua.
Oh.
I love God unlikely. Hand if you have
never played it.
It's so good. So ridiculous.
Let's do mini games again.
What Blizzard game's inventory became a mini game of its own with fans dubbing it Inventory Tetris? This is a 2.
Warcraft
is incorrect.
Team Fortress.
Diablo.
Oh, Diablo. Alright.
You got 2 points remaining.
Alright.
Alright, and we only have like one question for each category.
Let's do minigames.
So minigames. A staple of what series, Break the Targets, uses all of your fighting skills to unlock coins and trophies in what game?
Is this for the win?
This is a 1-pointer. You need to get both of these right to win.
Yikes. Smash Brothers.
Smash Brothers is right.
I miss those, man. I haven't played Smash Brothers for a little while. I'm ashamed to say I didn't get
you
it
got
on
that,
the Wii U.
You got that Wii U that you're not using?
I'm not playing anybody in it, though. And it gets so boring playing it by yourself.
It's not the best when you're playing it on your own.
It used to be great when I used to live at home with my brother.
And finally, last 1-point question for the win. In the category of chefs, Peter Pepper can stun his pursuers by shaking pepper on them in what early gaming classic?
Burger Time.
Burger Time is right.
Woo!
On the last question. That's a win.
Yeah, baby, it feels good.
Yeah, it's like Phoenix. Out of the ashes seeking rather than vengeance.
He's really something.
Best of all time. Best of all time.
All right. So this is the part of the show where we're going to discuss anything that I picked up on social media that we shot out there. Unfortunately, I can't do it this week because we didn't. So we're going to ask the question of the week.
This would be the part of the show where
this would be if we had any fans. So the show can just get longer and better through you guys helping us out. Hopefully, our boys Clint and Danny at least hook us up a little bit. Question of the week. Should Nintendo keep moving forward as with the Switch and stuff, is everyone excited to see this kind of thing? Not just the Switch, but every time that they look like they're progressing, it almost seems like a step back. Or should they actually just embrace, because their old school games do well.
Yeah.
Their best games seem to be the simplest. At least with the Wii U, I like the new Mario, the side-scrolling Mario.
And look how much money they made off that the Nintendo Mini.
Should they just kind of admit their role in nostalgia, and that's it?
Sega it.
Yeah.
Become just a game developer only.
Please. Yeah. Sega it.
Yeah, is that what you think?
I don't really.
They need really to buy should a system
just to play two, three games.
Accept like, their role as nostalgia-esque.
Wouldn't it be much sweeter if you
gaming decided, and sell out to the other consoles?
Yes,
at this point,
wouldn't it be much sweeter instead of buying a new console and just spending like $65 and buying the game on your Xbox One or PS4?
It'd be great. And the question is, how would they do it? Would you keep your DS games at least pure? You know, the DS, maybe.
Yeah, you could probably keep your handhelds.
Well, think about it. We'll think about it.
We're not answering well.
No, we'll elaborate next week. Hopefully, we'll get a couple hits on the Twitter and stuff. By the way, we are VGX3 Radio on Twitter. That's predominantly kind of, I like throwing out tweets more than the Facebook page. But I guess this week specifically, I hit up this Facebook page. And we also blog over at play10box.com.
Spell it.
PlayTendBox.
That D-O is the
There's one. A D in there?
There's a
yeah,
D in
play
there.
Play 10 to box. Oh. Yeah. We have some spicy blogs up there, and I love doing it. So, and if you want to contribute any blogs to a major news outlet such as ourselves, then feel free, throw it up there, and I'll probably just publish it. Cursing aside, I don't care. Yeah. So, anyway, Rusty, you... Thanks for playing, guys, and it's good to be back.
Should crumble.